USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a Tuesday begins, nearly 11,000 Americans have died from the coronavirus, the nation counting more than 368,000 confirmed cases, though governors of hotspots like New York, Washington, and Louisiana say they're cautiously optimistic that infections may have peaked in their states. Washington's returning 400 ventilators to the federal government, as state health officials are seeing fewer infections than they were anticipating. A historic move as the U.S. is slapping the terrorist label on a Russian white supremacist group called the Russian Imperial Movement, State Department Coordinator for Counterterrorism Nathan Sales.
This is the first time the United States has ever designated white supremacist terrorists. We are taking actions no previous administration has ever taken to counter this threat overseas.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Yeah, I really enjoy the product completely. It's really been very, very good for my hair and my skin. A little bit more energy and just most of the time being able to fight off, you know, the sicknesses too. You know, I have not been sick since I have started it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's spring election day in the state of Wisconsin, and voters can go to the polls in person if they choose to. The Wisconsin Supreme Court last evening striking down Democratic Governor Tony Evers' order to cancel in-person voting and to move the election to June. Democrats are very angry at the ruling, but Republican leaders say the court is simply following the law. President Trump is wishing UK's Prime Minister Boris Johnson well, as the 55-year-old is listed in critical condition from the Corona 19 virus.
Americans are all praying for his recovery. He's been a really good friend.
President Trump wishing Boris Johnson well, the British Prime Minister who has the coronavirus, moved to the intensive care unit at a hospital in London as his condition got worse.
He's been really something very special, strong, resolute, doesn't quit, doesn't give up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The popular workout program and machinery Peloton now canceling its live classes after one of its employees tested positive for coronavirus. The company saying in an email to its members it's going to stop production at its New York and London studios until at least April 30th. Peloton will continue, though, pre-recorded classes for its members. More grocery stores are using one-way aisles now to keep shoppers safe during the pandemic. Safeway and Albertsons revealing yesterday that they're doing it along with limiting the number of people allowed inside their locations at a time. Walmart started its limit over the weekend. It's switching to one-way aisles as well this week. A legendary Bond girl has passed away. Honor Blackman, best known for her role in the 1964 James Bond film Goldfinger. Her family says she died peacefully of natural causes, surrounded by family. She was 94. And a Chicago woman holds the record now with 100 hours of hula hooping. She pulled off the feat last November, but it took this long to confirm that she'd set a Guinness World Record. The 29-year-old woman beat the old record of 74 hours of hooping back in 2009. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.